In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today, the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 16. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And then Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." This is the word of our Lord. In Christ Jesus, our baptized and crucified and risen Savior, dear fellow redeemed, have you ever wondered what it is a child learns first? Now, you can look at that a couple of different ways. One is, what's the first word a baby learns? It's kind of hard to tell because it's kind of hard to answer that question if you're a baby and can't speak yet, right? Usually a child says one word first. It's usually the word mama. But the first thing a baby learns is the sound of his or her mother's voice. The voice is learned before the words have meaning. The sound is known before the person is actually met. In utero, a baby learns the sound of his or her mother's voice. Usually, a child also in that period of time learns to recognize the sound of its father's voice as well. The first word a baby learns, it's hard for us to gauge that one. My personal belief is that the first word a baby learns is its own name. A child desires to be known. But before the child can even know others, this child is known by its parents. Jesus came with a question for his disciples, a question about being known. Who do people say that I am? A bunch of answers came, none of them correct. And then the question, who do you say I am? And Peter answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus asked the most important question his disciples would ever answer. Some of you may know Steve Cohen. Steve has a practice of addressing people wherever he might happen to be with this question. If he's at a restaurant and he orders a meal and the waitress comes over, he'll ask this question. What do you think about Jesus? In a way, that's the question Jesus asked. Who do people say I am? And then who do you say that I am? Jesus asked this question as he was about to travel. He was traveling to a certain death. He wanted his disciples to know, but he wanted them to know more than just the answer to this question, who do you say I am? He wanted them to know him. Jesus did not ask this as a rhetorical question. Often in sermons, that's one of the things we pastors do. We ask rhetorical questions. And then before we give people a chance to answer, we go right on to something else. Jesus wasn't going on until he got an answer. Who do you say that I am? The same question Jesus asks of us. The same question the church asks of all people. When we bring to them the message of a God who wants to be known. A God who for centuries past hid the mystery, Paul describes as now being made known in Jesus Christ. In the season of Epiphany, we focus on the fact that now God is making the mystery clear because this is a God who wants to be known. He wants to be known to you, and he wants to be known by you. Jesus came for the purpose of making God known to us, and he calls us to hear the word that God must reveal. You know, there'll come a day when you and I will do much the same thing I'm doing right now, formulate words for the purpose of communicating to people something we want them to know. But this is so much more than merely words. This is so much more than just knowing words. The reason we have come here together today, the reason you are in training here to become pastors and servants in Christ's church, is not to make known merely words, but to make known the Word who became flesh, and to become one who is known as one who brings the Word. To bring the Word, we must have the Word. And so the Word became flesh, because you and I have a God who wants to be known. He comes to us in the body and blood of our Savior again today. He came to you in the water of holy baptism as the Holy Spirit called you to faith because God wants to be known. One of the things that happens here at an institution like this is you spend a great deal of time learning facts, learning details, learning data, important things to know. But we learn all these facts, we learn all this data so that we can take to people the message about the God who wants to be known. God looks not at the words, but at the heart. Peter's words, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," were not words he came up with on his own. Jesus made it clear. Flesh and blood didn't give those words, but God revealed it to Peter. Flesh and blood could not reveal it. God had to reveal it himself. And so Christ came. And so Christ comes again today to you with the assurance that he came that you might know God, that you might be one of God's people, that you might know what God desires of you, for you, and from you. God still wants to be known. It's the work of the church. It's the work of God's servants to tell what we know, but only what God gives us to tell. The word still comes from the Father. Jesus said of himself, "I do not give you my own message. I merely give you what the Father gave me." So you and I are also called to give what has been given to us from a God who wants to be known and was willing to die for that to happen. He did indeed die. But today he is alive, and death has no more power over him. You and I have been shown this truth through God's Holy Spirit that we might share it with others. Today again, the God who wants to be known will make himself known in his body and blood as we receive it into our bodies, taste and see that God is good, and know that he does indeed forgive our sins and love us with an everlasting love. Sometimes it's easy to get discouraged, especially in the midst of classes and studying and preparation. When my older brother David came home from school the first day of class, he said to my mother, "I'm never going back there again." My mother was a little bit surprised by that, and she said, "Why not?" He said, "Because they didn't teach me to read today." Well, not everything is done in one day. Jesus taught his disciples for 3.5 years. And yet, as he prepared to ascend back to the Father, the question was, will you at this day restore the kingdom? They didn't know everything, but they did know Jesus. The truth of you and me is simple. We don't know everything either, and we never will. But through God's grace, the Holy Spirit has revealed to us what we need to know most, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that through him, you and I have peace with God and life that never ends. That's the most important thing to know. And that's the message we have to share. Don't tell them what you know. Tell them what God has given you in Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes human understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.